Blog Talk Radio.
We're coming to you live from Take the Dress Off. How's everybody doing out there? We're still coming to you from two separate states, talking about a certain team known as
How many more championships do you guys think we're going to predict on the show?
Gentlemen, the only question is, not will they repeat, but how many times?
You know, I don't think we're talking about a repeat, a three-peat, or even a four-peat.
That's right. We're talking a minimum eight-peat.
What's happening, everybody? Late Night Sports Talk. We're back, and the answer to that question is, how many championships are we going to predict on this show? Well, that's the seventh now, because I predicted the Blackhawks are going to win. So we're going for our eight-peat this year, and that's Greg who's going to talk in a couple milliseconds.
What? But yeah, that's our seventh title. We wasn't too long ago at all. This show's way overdue. We should have done this like 4 months ago, but still, it wasn't too long ago we did our six championships in 5 years. Now it's seven in 5.5 years, and it's going to be eight in 6 years, and it just keeps going and going. But yeah, speaking of predicted championships, our next one has to be the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, no doubt. With LaMarcus Aldridge, we're getting it. So anyways, that's the show. See you guys later. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see if we bring our next prediction.
Oh yeah, with LaMarcus Aldridge, the Spurs just reloaded majorly. Like that, I don't see how they lose unless the Golden State Warriors didn't get better. And in a league like this, you have to get better every single year in order to keep winning. And the only threat to San Antonio is Cleveland. That's it, in the NBA. I mean, unless the Thunder come back to life and Durant doesn't get bone cancer and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, and even still, it's like they even signed David West, too. That was the Spurs' biggest problem, is just they just didn't have the talent to match the Clippers. But now with Aldridge, you know, it definitely puts them over the top. Because even just that starting lineup is insane with Aldridge, Duncan, and I don't know who's going to be at center. Probably Duncan. And then you got David West and it depends who starts. Probably Danny Green and Tony Parker. That's like an insane. Oh no, not David West. You got Kawhi Leonard. You got David West coming in for Kawhi Leonard. So that starting five is already the best starting five in the NBA.
I mean, what's that say about San Antonio? That David West could have made $11 million for Cleveland, but he went and took the veteran minimum in San Antonio. Like that, you know.
Yeah, 11
is something. That's ridiculous.
11 million or 2 million.
Because he knows he's going to win if he goes to San Antonio. Greg Popovich said, oh, I'm not going to call in a free agent at midnight. And I'm assuming he didn't, but he won and got everything he wanted.
Yeah, no, that was definitely the best signing. And then the Bulls re-signed Dunleavy, Butler, and Brooks. Butler re-signed for $95.5 million for 5 years, which is crazy high. But all these new contracts are crazy high, because that just goes to show how much bigger the NBA is and how much it's expanding because it's doing so well.
Yeah, and you look at a guy like Jimmy Butler, not to totally switch gears on the teams there, but just the NBA free agency in general. Jimmy Butler bet on himself last year, you know, said, whatever, I'll get more money if I pay to play this year again. Had a great year, great playoff run, and he got his, you know, max contract, basically, $95 million or $94, whatever it was. It's crazy how much money these players are making. If you look at compared to like a sport like hockey, like Jimmy Butler makes more than Jonathan Taves and Patrick Kane, and they got three Stanley Cups.
Yeah, no, but still, like the question we've asked is this deal even worth it? Because is Jimmy Butler even that great of a player? Because if you really break him down, like he's really just a defensive player, and then an offense, all he can do is draw the foul. That's kind of what we said all year last year, because the jump shot's below average. The one thing he does have offensively is he is pretty clutch, but that's about it. So he's a clutch, like, average offensive player and a really good defender, and that's literally it. So I don't know if that's really worth $95.5 million. He can't really finish around the rim, like, with contact. You never really see him get an and one or dunk on people. He doesn't really have the wingspan to, you know, do any crazy layups or the precision like Derrick Rose, you know, drive on a bunch of people and still make the shot. And his jump shot's never going to be, I mean, it's never going to turn out that great. It's not like, you know, Michael Jordan where it's like perfect form. Oh, and plus Michael shot really great mid-range, like right off the bat. Like Jimmy just doesn't have that at all.
Like he's that second tier. He's not that top tier. He's just, if you have him on your team, you're better off having him on your team than not having him on your team. But, you know, the whole thing that happened to him is that's your guy who's supposed to help you beat LeBron. But the problem is you can't beat LeBron because your team didn't get better. Your team got worse by firing Thibodeau, and I don't see where they don't really have a shooter. Like Mike, we've been saying this. Mike Dunleavy is a good player. I mean, he's a really good player, but he's still not that shooter. You need, in this system, you're going to need a Steph Curry or a Danny Green or J.J. Redick or those Korver, those kind of guys. You need a real shooter. The Bulls still don't have one. You know, as good as I think Mirotić, I think his potential is through the roof. But I don't know if he'll ever shoot, you know, 50% from the three-point line. I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I think he's going to shoot an above-average three-point shot and everything like that. Who's going to shoot three-point shot for the Bulls? Certainly not Jimmy Butler. I think Derrick Rose should have a shock collar, and every time he goes to shoot threes, you get shocked. And every single time he takes another three after getting shocked, he gets shocked worse. So basically, he's playing with his life. Like, if he does it too many times, he just dies. What else? They're used to playing without him, but whatever.
Except for every time he makes it, then the amount of shock drops. So it's like back to, like, level one. So it's like you shoot a bad shot once and miss, and it's like level one shock, and then it just keeps going up. And then you make it, and then you're, like, back down to zero. And it just keeps going like that.
And every time he dribbles and loses the ball, that's it. He just dies.
Cool.
He explodes. It's the shock collar explodes. It's actually Saw edition of the NBA.
Oh, nice. But yeah, it's like the Bulls can't shoot at all. That's the main reason why I don't see this working out, because they're like, this is like a 70s team. Like, everybody drives in and somehow it's going to work by magic, and it just doesn't work.
Except
like that.
Except there is no magic.
Yeah, exactly. There's no magic, and there's this thing called a three-point line. So it's just not going to – I don't see it's going to work out long-term for a playoff run unless they, you know, bring in that shooter. But it looks like – honestly, too, it looks like Garpacks are like, we don't really know what to do here, so let's just bring back everybody we had, because that roster was pretty good, because we don't know how to really talent scout, because that was mostly all Thibs. So we didn't listen to them half the time either.
But then the Bulls people or fans that I've talked to, who I asked, they think the Bulls are going to be, you know, the chance to be Cleveland. I go, okay, even if Derrick Rose turns to being great, that didn't get you over LeBron once. Even if Jimmy Butler stays the same exact as he did last year, which I don't really think he's going to get much better, and Mirotić turns out good, I still don't think you beat them. And so then their answer to that is, not Mike Dunleavy. Doug McDermott is going to become this great player. I don't know. What we saw from Doug McDermott was awful.
We didn't really see anything because he, like,
had
the meniscus, and then that was pretty much it. But we saw some things when he came back and he was awful. But it's basically, like, this is his real rookie year. Like, last year, like, didn't even exist for the most part. But
he basically has to score. He has to hit his shot consistently. He has to be the shooter on the Bulls.
Yeah, but it's like, even still, the forgotten team is obviously the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, I don't think they even get past
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think they even get past the Bucks next year. I forget who they signed. I think it was some big center who's better than Pachulia, because he was horrible. But so they have a legit center, and then everyone's just going to keep getting better. You know, defensively, everyone's going to get better. That's my I kind of stole it from Dan Patrick.
They got Greg Monroe. He's 6'11", so that whole team is over 6'7".
Yeah, so I'm going to I'm taking Dan Patrick's pick, and I'm just saying that the Bucks get the second seed against the Heat. Honestly, I'd say that they beat the Bulls too. Obviously, if the Bulls are in the third seed, then they're probably going to beat them. But yeah, that's my pick, is Bucks getting the second seed and losing to the Cavs. They're going to lose to the Cavs, obviously.
I mean, if you think about how bad the East is, if you think about the if the Bulls were in the West, they wouldn't even make the playoffs, especially without Coach Thibodeau. If you look at it, the Spurs bench probably makes the playoffs. Actually, not probably. They make the playoffs in the East, like, no doubt about it. The East is so bad, but the Bucks, they're going to do that thing the Pacers did a couple of years ago, where they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, lose to LeBron, but they're young, and they're better than that Pacers team was. Michael Carter-Williams is the real deal. That crazy Greek freak guy, the 34, Antetokounmpo, whatever the hell his name is, that dude – I don't know. I don't see that guy sucking. He just has to learn to shoot.
Yeah, no,
they're huge. How do you play against them?
Yeah, if he just learned how to shoot and learned the skills of Durant, then he is Kevin Durant. Like, that's literally all that's literally all it takes. That's what I was saying, too. That's why
Durant's a natural shooter, so that'll never happen.
Yeah, it's like, even still, even if he just gets like a basic shot and play, and he's so young, it's like he just needs time to play and stuff. But And Jason Kidd, is obviously an excellent coach, so the Bucks are going to be great next year. So it's like, that too, and then, you know, with the Bulls also, I just don't think that they have it to be able to put it together, especially for like a full title run all the way through the playoffs. And then how,
with a rookie
even,
head coach.
And then even if they get there, how are they going to win? The West is too good. There's no way they beat this current Spurs team.
I mean, if they run into the Thunder, the Golden State Warriors, the Spurs, even if they ran into the Rockets, because the Rockets aren't going to get to the finals. They pretty much have the same squad as last year.
Yeah,
you know,
a mental thing, because like
James Harden chokes.
And yeah, and Dwight Howard, it's just too much choking.
And now he's dating whatever Kardashian, so his life's over. He'll be smoking crack.
Isn't it the crappy Kardashian? Or
the one that made Lamar Odom smoke crack and lose his NBA job. So
cool.
James Harden's going to be a crackhead within a month.
Nice. Well, at least it'll make him lose a little weight, so then he'll be a little faster.
Yeah, but then his step-back game is going to be weak because his glutes are going to be weak.
Well, no, it's only in your quads, but as long as you keep lifting weights. But I don't know. I've never done crack. I just know it helps you lose weight.
But Lamar Odom did crack, and then, like, he stopped playing the NBA, like, the next day. He was like, screw the NBA. I got money. I'm going to go smoke crack.
Yeah, screw the NBA. I got crack. Nice.
Basically, it's not far off. Lamar Odom had a lot of potential, but he started smoking crack.
When did he start? Like what year was this?
I don't know how long he started. I want to say it was when he started dating Kardashian, because it just makes
sense. I know, but what year was that? Like 2008? Because that's when he started falling off, or like 2010?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up while I'm on here, because I actually want to remember. Lamar Odom. Crack.
Cool.
he was on a three-day binge in 2013. Cracked out rap video. 2013, is that something that, like, really started to fall off?
Yeah, he was already done by then, yeah.
Yeah, but then he, like, couldn't even play in the NBA. Like, he still could get a job somewhere, but they're this guy's a crackhead.
Yeah, but at that point, I'd rather, I'd do the crack, too, because it's like, my career's almost over. What, I'm just going to do, like one more year just for, like, a little bit of money? Screw this, I got crack.
I'm not sure what he had more abuse from, the Kardashian or Kobe not passing him the ball.
Yeah, so speaking of Kobe not passing the ball, that's why the Lakers couldn't sign anybody, because why do you want some old man who wants a ball all the time on your team? So that's why the Lakers couldn't bring anybody in, because it's like, okay, his old man can't carry us to a championship, number one, and number two, I'm not even going to get the ball, so why do I want to play for the Lakers? And that's why the Lakers couldn't get anybody in free agency.
It's bad. Really bad. I just don't get it. Why is Kobe in the meeting? I would straight, if I was the Lakers, I'd be like, listen, Kobe, it's probably your last year. Yeah, you're not gonna pitch to this guy about winning a championship. Like, it's just not gonna happen. I mean, I don't feel the Lakers say that to him and have a problem being caused, but that's the bottom line. That's the truth of it. I wouldn't want to play with Kobe. It'd be like playing at the park. No one passes the ball.
Yeah, no. All you do is defense, and then it's sort of like, at least Jordan, like, you know, if like Steve, like if you're Steve Kerr, or coach, at least you know, like, you know, if you're open for the three. Like, opening up, you're definitely going to get the ball. But with Kobe, it's like, you might not get the ball, like, for the next, like, 2 months. You don't know.
Well, we know it's funny to me, speaking of Kobe and Jordan. When I told you about Phil Jackson saying that, something about it's not a team game anymore, it's all one-on-one, you're like, but he had the two most selfish players in history.
Yeah, no, the two most selfish players, like, won him all his titles. So it's like, how do you say that?
It's like, it's not how it works.
But, yeah, that and then the other signings, Perry Jones went to the Celtics, so he's probably going to be their main guy, and Perry Jones is going to make the next step. And
that white guy.
Yeah, just knock some people out. And then speaking of, like, the injuries and stuff, like, they should just put for what LeBron was complaining about when he ran in the camera and blamed the camera guy. By the way, we never talked about that. Yeah, LeBron did that totally intentional.
No doubt.
Yeah, because here's why. Cause there is who says it isn't. Like, if you watch it, he stumbles first, but then he regains himself, and he's like, at a complete stop, and both hands are on the ground. So it's like, at that point, when you no longer have momentum and both hands are on the ground, like, if for whatever reason you're still tipping forward, you could just, like, fall on your shoulder or whatever. But no, he picks his hands up from the ground and charges right into the cameraman. Like, that's just pure trying to draw a bigger foul. Like, it's not like it was one continuous motion. And even if it was, it wasn't. Watch it. It clearly isn't. Even if it was, when your hands are on the ground and you pick your hands up to stand up and run into something, that's clearly intentional. That was just really that's just LeBron getting what he deserves for flopping all the time.
He's one of the worst floppers of all time. I mean, there's times where Jordan would slap himself to make it sound like he got a foul and stuff like that. But some of the stuff, like if you look at LeBron's flop highlight reel, it just keeps getting crazier.
Yeah, I know. That's like the craziest is running the cameraman and busting his head open trying to draw a foul. Like, that's the ultimate rock bottom.
I mean, I thought they were going to pull, like, a Paul Pierce, like, wheelchair thing. That's actually the greatest moment in NBA history where Paul Pierce, like, dies. He gets a wheelchair down, he comes back, and he, like, wins the game. It's like, what are you doing? Like, how does that work? It doesn't make any sense. Oh, cool. We're still stuck in, like, 2008 here. We're talking about Paul Pierce in a wheelchair.
So, yeah, Kobe and Odom and all these guys are all from 2008. But, yeah, and then speaking of Paul Pierce, he signed with the Clippers, which is huge. And they also re-signed DeAndre Jordan, who was thinking about going to some other team. I forget which one it is. Was it the Lakers? It might have been the Lakers. But so he decided to stick with the – or actually, I don't think –
it was the Mavericks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Mavericks are going to be crazy stacked, but then he decided to go back with the Clippers. So now the Clippers are pretty solid now because Paul Pierce is going to bring that – because the problem with them is no clutch. Like, Blake Griffin isn't clutch. It was just Chris Paul by himself. But now Chris Paul has Paul Pierce now.
That's
so.
True.
Yeah,
actually, I kind of like that team.
Yeah, so now this team's actually pretty well. Yeah, and I like to. I just like watching the games all the time to see Steve Ballmer go nuts all the time.
Oh, he's my favorite owner. He's over from Mark Cuban. I wonder if they're going to try to sign Ray Allen. Like, I would just be like, Ray, just come back for the postseason.
I know. That's exactly what I'm saying. It'd be perfect. And it sucks that Kevin Garnett re-signed with the Timberwolves though, because it could have all been brought together. Although Rajon Rondo's still with the Mavs, but still, you could have had at least Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett, which was the original big three anyways. Rajon was just, you know, like this little side project guy in the background for a while, at least in 2008. So you could have the original big three back together.
Just sit Kevin Garnett. Yep, sit him on the bench. Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett's cousin who changed his last name.
Yeah, but then the Lakers, all I got was Roy Hibbert for a second-round pick, and that's pretty much it, and then, like, some other bums. So they didn't do anything. Suns got Tyson Chandler, but they're still the Suns. Actually, that might actually work out because the Suns were decent last year, and they might take the next step and play a little better. But they're in the West, so they're barely going to make, like, the 7th seed regardless of how
they
play.
They almost got Aldridge. They were close to getting them, but he ended up siding with the Spurs. So if they would have signed Aldridge, that would be a different story.
Yeah, Aldridge, Tyson Chandler, and those two brother guys. That would have been speaking of, I was going to say about the Bulls and how they're so messed up, with Garpack, and drafting a power forward where you have, like, 8 power forwards. Like, you got Mirotić, Taj Gibson, and you have Pau Gasol, who all should start someplace, all on the same team. And really, Joakim Noah is really a power forward, too. So, it's like, you got nothing, but it's just the Chicago power forwards now. Like, that was a horrible draft pick. Like, that's literally the last thing you need. Like, hey, we got 3 starting power forwards. Yeah, let's draft the power forward and not even trade them. Like, that was the dumbest idea ever.
Yeah, and then basically it's the Chicago power forwards with a point guard that shoots threes.
That's literally it.
That's the Bulls. That's the Chicago Bulls. Here is your Chicago Bulls. Like,
that's exactly right.
That's exactly right. I'll tell you what, man.
Yeah, then you got that, and Adam Silver looks like he's going to finally do that playoff change. So that'll be nice.
I don't know. Like, I think it'd be fun, but at the same time, I'm like...
Yeah, but otherwise it's just the Cavs blowing through the East every year.
Well, is he doing that for this year, or is it coming next year?
He's trying to get it this year. He's trying to get it, like, as soon as he can.
Oh, man. But I want the Spurs to beat the Cavs.
Yeah, but it could still happen or something. I don't know. But then, let's see who else signed who. Gasol re-signed with the Grizzlies for 5 years for over $100 million, so he got paid even more than Jimmy Butler. And then, the guy who got signed way too much was Ian Cantor, got signed for 4 years, $70 million. So that's like almost as much as Butler because he got 5 years, $25.5 million.
Wow. The guy's good, but I didn't think he was worth a max contract.
Well, yeah, and Aldridge was only 4 years, $84 million, so he almost got paid as much as like Aldridge, that Ian Cantor guy for the Thunder. That's because other teams are really bidding really high, and the Thunder just matched them.
Well, no, he's really good in the Thunder system. There's no doubt about that. He's a good player, really good offensively. But the problem with the Thunder is nobody stays healthy. Like, that's been the big issue. You know, you had Westbrook, and then it was Durant. Ibaka I haven't even seen him play since that Spurs game. He came back and dominated for like 5 minutes and then fell apart. Like, that's the last time I remember seeing Ibaka play. They still should have kept James Harden, but they just need Durant. If they have Durant back, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. And the Mavericks signed Deron Williams, so of course, you know, the retirement home has welcomed their new guest, because it's getting, like, really bad with the...
Deron Williams is really bad at basketball. He's fat and doesn't play good.
I know, so now I got Deron Williams and Rajon Rondo. How's that going to work out?
Rajon doesn't even want to be there.
I know. It's that trade was a disaster, because before that trade for Rajon Rondo, they were actually, like, okay. And they were like predicted to win the finals, and then they like messed up the chemistry and everything. Because at least overall, though, as an owner or as a a fan of a team, I'd much rather have an owner like that who's like overly aggressive and always trying to win and sign these big name guys. Because if they would have gotten Chandler and Deron Williams, then it's like okay, now they actually got Jordan Crawford and Deron Williams, and they got Roger and Rondo. It's just like he's more stuck in 2008 than we are.
Yeah. I'm waiting for him to sign KG and Ray Allen.
But going back to the LeBron cameraman thing, like honestly, they should just make the floor like glass, like on that side, just behind the line, and just put cameras under there or something.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
And then just set up the cameras underground, and then those pictures would be even better. Or if they can't center a guy, you need them to stick up, then just have, like remote cameras that stick up from underground, and they're all, like, padded up all over the place. So if you run into them, it's like running into the, NFL goalposts, and just, like, a big padding thing. It doesn't even matter. So that's...
It's seriously going to take... Sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
But, yeah, I was just going to say, so that's what they should do. Actually, I wasn't going to say anything, so you should just get going.
It's seriously... He's going to take a major injury to a major superstar. Like, it would take LeBron, like, really blowing his ACL and not flopping. It would take a real injury for those guys to move. They've been there so long. I mean, even if they just move back a foot,
it would help
a lot.
But let's tell you, the whole argument is, but all those posters and everything, that's why I say with today's technology, you can just put it, even back in the day, now it's, like, easier than ever. Just put it under the floor and just have them, with a little clear glass or whatever. Doesn't even have to be the whole thing glass, just, where the cameras stick out. Just have a bunch of cameras on, like, you can even do that on the sidelines and everything. Just have a bunch of, like, cameras underground or whatever.
And it'd be cheaper for the NBA.
Yeah, because you don't have to hire the cameraman. It's just all automatic. You just have a guy controlling it. And then no injuries, and then there's tons of room so nobody gets hurt.
Because that's dangerous as hell. Like, same with the people sitting courtside. Like, why are they there?
Yeah, I know. It's like... Well, yeah. I mean,
it's awesome. I would totally sit courtside. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but
it's just like
doesn't
old,
make sense.
Old grandmas and stuff would be like the courtside, and then like they get shot, and they like sue the game.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for NBA news. And the only random NFL thing is Daniel Manning actually retired.
Because he's not with Lovie Smith anymore.
I know. Lovie doesn't even want him.
He didn't know what to do when his position stopped getting changed.
That's pretty much what it is.
He's like, I got to retire now. I don't know what to do. Well, what's up with the NFL players blowing their fingers off? Like, Jason Pierre-Paul lost a finger. Some idiot from the Bucks lost a finger. Like, what are you guys doing?
So why
are you holding fireworks?
So can they, like, get them reattached? Or is
finger's gone.
Well, cool. No. I'd, like, cut them then. What positions were these guys?
Defensive end and cornerback.
Well, the end I don't care, but that corner is like you can't catch anymore. You're cut. Although either that or you just turn to Ronnie Lott and you suddenly become Gad. So I'm not totally sure. That's probably why they're doing the fireworks thing. It's like, we're on defense. We don't need fingers. Look at Ronnie Lott.
Like, I just don't get it. You know, fireworks can blow your shit up. Just don't have some. You're rich. Have somebody do it for you.
Yeah, I know. That's just are just really dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I would say a lot more, but I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I guess.
Anyways.
I guess is that pretty much it?
Prince Fielder, the fat guy, winning the home run derby, setting the home run derby record.
Oh, wow.
He stopped. There's a timer on the home run derby. He stopped. Ate a little bit of cotton candy, went back and hit another home run.
As a joker, he probably just literally got fat. He can't go that long without eating.
He probably saw his kid had cotton candy, and he called him over and took a bite out.
Yeah, plus he's never gone that long. Like, how long is the home run derby timer?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I just saw the video today.
Because if it's like an hour, well, it's not an hour, but still, it's like, he's probably never gone that long without eating. He's like, oh my God, it's been 20 minutes, I haven't eaten yet.
It's huge.
Like,
so fat.
I know, it's like fat. Fat gives you power because like you just have all the strength because you have all this mass. So then like when the bulk comes, you just like put your weight into it. It's not really, you just throw your weight into it. That's how it works with being fat. You just throw your weight into stuff, and it's like, it seems like you're strong, but really you're just fat.
Yeah, just mass. That's all it is.
Yeah, just throw your mass around.
And another thing, Donovan McNabb, why are you getting another DUI? Apparently we're TMZ now, but Donovan McNabb getting a DUI, just call somebody. Like, just call a Lyft or an Uber. We'll be more than happy to pick you up.
Especially, too, with the, Uber Luxury Edition. You could just take that and, like, drive home like a BMW.
I know. So stupid. Idiots. Everybody sucks. Everything sucks.
Plus, too, like McNabb is crazy rich. Like it doesn't make, like, it doesn't make sense. Because what's the worst that's going to happen? What, he loses his license? Like, why does he care?
Just dumb.
Yeah, is that it for our ending random TMZ news?
Blackhawks stuff, real fast. You know, next year's going to be an interesting year. It's still going to be a really good team. Total turnover in the roster. Saad's gone. Sharp's gone. Oduya's gone, but that one doesn't necessarily matter. Played a big role, but ultimately won't. They got a lot of good bodies in return for the trade.
They got a lot of good bodies, like dead. Just ship the guy like a shipment of dead bodies. Like, yeah, they're pretty good.
They got a bunch of proven NHL guys. They got a lot of good prospects. They re-signed all the younger guys. I wish they would have kept Saad, but he wanted way too much money, and you can't tie up extreme amounts of money when your core already is there with Kane and everybody. So, nope, that's pretty much it.
All right. I guess this has been another edition of Late Night Sports Talk, and we'll see you some other time.
I'll tell you what.